1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
And you wrote the letter to who? Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. To Jack Dugan with the Los Angeles Times.
All right. Tell me about the letter, because I know you're concerned about Secretary, the Attorney General, the new Attorney General. I believe he's been appointed. Has he been approved?
I believe so, sir. I'm not. But I'm uncomfortable with the appointment of this man, Gonzalez, to run the Department of Justice. And I had written a letter to. Are we on the air right now?
Yes.
Okay. I had written wrote a letter to Jack Dugan. Mr. Dugan does a column for the Los Angeles Times about this, and I'll tell you, there are a lot of us out there, and that includes many Mexican-Americans, who are uncomfortable with the appointment of this man, Gonzalez, to run the Department of Justice.
Now, he was controversial, but I think that's only because of him being appointed by President Bush.
Well, no, because I voted for President Bush, as did most of us, but the appointment of this man, Gonzalez, is a red flag. And I know that there are a great many Mexican-Americans who agree with me, so this isn't racial any more than anything else. It's not racial.
Well, what is your criticism?
The criticism boils down specifically to two things. And I put this in my letter to Jack Dugan of the Los Angeles Times. Number one, I am not sure what this man Gonzalez's timetable is on the overall lowering of the crime rate. And more importantly, number two, I do not think that President Bush was clear in this. This man, Gonzalez, is a Mexican-American, and I think they are tempted to do what a lot of them might be tempted to do, and that is to set what they call their Latin brothers free. Now, that's the attitude that many of them have because of the difficult time the Mexican-American has had.
Hold on for a minute. To set their Latin brothers free.
To spring a lot of, because of the difficult time the Mexican-American has had as an immigrant, he will have the instinct to spring many of these Latin brothers. And
well, I gotta tell you, the comment is racial. Maybe it's not racist.
No. It's not racist at all.
But I want to tell you something. The idea that this man, an experienced law enforcement officer, is going to set Latin inmates free.
Because there is something in the Mexican blood called, and I don't know if you're familiar with it, barrio. B-A-R-O. And it means that your loyalty is to your neighborhood first, and if you come from the old barrio, and you know that your Latin boy, one of your Latin boys is in, you're going to want to spring him. And
so you're telling me that that Attorney General Gonzalez has this Mexican-American cultural inclination, shall we say, or tendency, which is to have more loyalty to the barrio.
Because when the Mexican-American first emigrated to the United States of America, their lot here was not easy. They were treated very badly, and I think this needs to be said. And so the loyalty that they have is to, again, this thing it's in their blood called barrio, B-U-R-R-O, which means neighborhood. A lot of them like to spring these boys and let them out.
Let me tell you, you are assuming a negative trait that is inherent in all people of the Hispanic culture and nationality.
Well, no, sir, it's not negative.
Well, why don't you think that's negative, to spring people from jail?
Well, it's done out of a sense of loyalty to the barrio. And I am pointing out something by the way, many Mexican-Americans agree with. That what if he has the tendency to want to set a lot of his Latin brothers free because this is what a lot of them do. Okay.
Yeah, but
he may have come from a poor background, one in which the loyalties of the barrio rise above all other considerations. Are you familiar with the term barrio, sir?
Yes, sir, I am. It's very familiar to me. It is. It's about neighborhood, barrio.
Do you know raza?
Race?
Well, no. I think that means barrio too, doesn't it?
No, raza is race.
Well, I'm not familiar with a lot of them, but when you say, yes, of course, there's a great many people, and many of them are Mexican-American, who don't know what the term means. It means neighborhood, and that's where a lot of these young Cubans come from. And I'm just very afraid, and many Mexican-Americans agree with me, that the instinct, as soon as you are Mexican, and you're in a position to, you will set many of your Latin brothers free because you're tired of seeing them caged like chimpanzees in a major metropolitan zoo, and you want to spring them.
And well, let me get some other people on the line here, Mr. Bonafide. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The appointment of Attorney General Gonzalez to the Office of Attorney General of the United States of America, as a Mexican-American, is there a cultural tendency for him to want to spring or let loose or set free many of his Latin brothers? You're basing this on, are you Hispanic?
I beg pardon?
Are you Hispanic yourself?
No, sir, I am not. But I can tell you, wait a second. That's got nothing at all to do with it. I had a lot of them work for me. I've been around a lot of them, so I know how they, a lot of, and they're wonderful people. And believe me, there are a great many Mexican-Americans who agree with me that he needs to publicly state this.
All right, see, that's the thing. You want Attorney General Gonzalez to come out and publicly state what?
I would be very comfortable if he would publicly state that he will resist whatever temptation he has from his barrio to spring a lot of the Latin brothers. If he would only state that publicly, it then binds him to a public proclamation. And then if he does tend to want to leave the cage door open for many of the these Latin, why, then he would be indicted in the press and all over hell's half creation. But again, you have to understand the strength of the barrio, and it's in his blood.
I got to tell you, I grew up in Los Angeles, where there are a great many Mexican-American people, went to school with tons and tons of them. I never saw any of them with anything in their blood having to do with barrio.
What do you know about it? I mean,
what do I know about it? I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, there's Hispanic police officers, right? Do they spring their Latin brothers when they bust them?
I'm talking about the Attorney General. Well, they don't have the power. The Attorney General of the United States has that power.
1-800-449-8686. Jason, go ahead.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, I'm up in Seattle, Washington. Man, I'm a Spanish interpreter, all right? So I'm always around Latinos, first of all. And I know how they are. This dude isn't going to spring anybody free. He wants to be Attorney General and have power, you know? He wants to be something high, like the president. There's no way he's going to be, I'm just going to let my Latin brothers free just because they're Latin, just like me, because I grew up in the barrio.
What about the whole barrio tendency that one has to not trust authority?
No. All right. Well, first of all, you don't have to think that all Latin people had bad lives and everything, that they were treated bad, because, I mean, they have the same rights as we do. As long as they're legal, then they can work and they get their life just like us. I mean, poor white people.
Are you familiar with the term barrio?
Actually, I'm a Spanish interpreter. I know exactly what it means. And raza does mean race, just to let you know. And barrio, I know exactly what that means.
Okay. And a lot of these and a lot of Mexican Americans agree with me, the tendency to want to spring your Latin brother. Wouldn't you?
No, actually, I wouldn't, because I'll tell you what, half my family is Mexican. I'm not, all right? I'm married to a Mexican, and I've been married for 3 years, and I'm closer with her family than my family, to tell you the truth. But their tendency is not just to spring them loose. It's not just to be like, oh, well, I'm Latin, so I'm going to go with the Latin brothers. It's not like that. Actually, they're really friendly to us, too. I mean, you're going to get the same thing out of a black guy that's Attorney General. I mean, it's really no basis. You don't have any basis.
Yeah, I mean, are you going to be afraid if you get a black guy as Attorney General? Is he going to want to spring a lot of black guys?
I'm not familiar.
Well, what does that mean, sir?
I've had a lot of the Mexicans working for me. I'm not familiar with the black.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you're talking about the same thing, because when you're just talking about the barrio, the hood is what you're talking about.
Yeah, and that's what they call it. There you go. Right there. The hood. They call it that. Yes, sir.
So that's what you're talking about, the hood. And
yes, sir.
You got black people that are being depressed all the time, too, and they've been worse off than Cubans and Latinos. They just barely got their rights about.
Well, I don't know anything about that. All I know is I have a lot of great many Mexican-American friends who agree that if you get a Mexican in there, an attorney general, he may want to leave the cage door open, if you know what I'm saying. So,
all right, look at Jason, thank you so much, sir, for your call tonight. We're going to take a break here. 1-800-449-8686. This gentleman, Mr. Lloyd Bonafide, a retired businessman in Alhambra, believes that the appointment of a Mexican-American attorney general is a temptation for him to want to spring many of his Latin brothers from jail. And why? Because he has more of a loyalty to the barrio than he does to the flag of the United States. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Vagisil for the mind. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Talking about Attorney General Gonzalez, newly appointed Attorney General of the United States, a Mexican-American. I'm speaking with a caller from Alhambra, Mr. Lloyd Bonafide, who believes that the tendency of a Mexican-American might be to have more loyalty to the so-called barrio, and therefore to, quote, spring his Latin brothers from jail. I want to say that what you're saying, Mr. Bonafide.
Yes, sir.
It's to my way of thinking insulting. This is a man.
Well, no, hold on.
No, wait a minute. This is a man who has spent his life in law enforcement. First and foremost, he is the number one law enforcement officer of the United States behind the president now. He's our nation's number one cop, if you will. This is where his loyalty lies, in enforcing the law.
Well, let me tell you a little story here, Mr.
Okay, but then I got to get some calls.
Yes, I'll be very quick. The news reports about you. If you don't recall, the news reports about the Soledad breakout back in 1970, and the Latins were trying to spring a Latin, and we've had jail breakout. I was involved in a manhunt. I was personally involved in the manhunt for this notorious one of these gangbangers named Pookie Valdez. I don't know if you remember the story.
I vaguely remember it.
Well, I was involved. Pookie Valdez was in the county jail. His girlfriend, along with some other Latin gang members, busted him out. And at that time, the sheriff was Jim Calder, and he deputized about 250 men. And for 4 days, I can tell you that we tracked this Valdez, and we tracked him, and we hunted him like the dog he was, until we finally hemmed him in up here. But the county sheriff's got him up here by Devon Canyon, right up by the dam up there.
Yeah.
And he made a run for it. And that was the first and last mistake. And I have no way of knowing if it was by bullet, but he made a run for it. And about six of us opened up on him as he tried to make a dash for his senorita's car. Excuse me for being sarcastic, but... And we cut him down in the dirt like the dog he was. But you see who sprung him was this little senorita that he, you know, you see? So
his girlfriend sprung him.
That's correct. And that's what they do, you see.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Leo, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'd like to say first and foremost that the gentleman you have on there, he sounds very, very ignorant as far as to the accomplishments that this gentleman has made to become and to be where he is right now. And to say that he's going to be springing his the fellow Hispanic brothers is totally ridiculous.
Well, how do you know that he's not just going to want to spring them?
Well, then if you're going to say stuff like that, then what are you going to say about Condoleezza Rice? Is she going to be springing her fellow sisters, too?
Well, sir, she's the Secretary of State. She doesn't have it in her power to spring anybody. But this guy, Gonzalez, he's, as Mr. Henry indicated, the number one law enforcement. Did you hear about the Pookie Valdez case, sir?
You know what? One thing does not have to do anything with one or the other. And you know what? That story may be how it is, but it doesn't have to do anything
with
the accomplishment and the achievements that this man has made for himself and for the country, And, you know, he didn't get to be where he is right now with the mentality how you say with the el barrio y la raza. Okay, I'm Hispanic, and yes, I don't believe that for one bit.
Well, wait a second. Now, may I ask you where you're calling from, sir?
I'm a truck driver, and I'm right now I'm in Delaware. And let me tell you something.
Delaware?
I'm Hispanic,
and if
I ever had the power to release any of my, how you say, fellow brothers, let me tell you what. There are bad Spanish people, just like there are bad African-American people, white people, whatever you want. They are there where they belong. And the last thing I would want to do is release them out into society.
Well, sir, can I just comment? You say you're in Delaware. Aren't you a little far afield of where your people are?
What does that mean, far afield?
What does that mean? You sound very racist.
No, I don't mean to be racist at all. You're in Delaware. Is that a little far afield?
What does that mean, Delaware's far afield? There's Latin people all over the freaking country. He's pretty damn close to Philadelphia, New York.
Oh, I'm not familiar.
Anyway, Leo, thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
1-800-449-8686. Go on down to B. B, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Lloyd Bonafide.
Hello.
Yes, B, go ahead.
Yes. I am so appalled at this man. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I am just absolutely appalled at the ignorance of this man. How did he get where he is right now? I have no idea.
I'm a retired heating and plumbing executive from Alhambra, California. I'm a Korean War veteran, if you'd like to know. I fought for this country. And I've got a great many Mexican-American friends. And many of them feel the way that I do. That
really?
You put a guy up there like this Gonzalez character, the next thing you know, he's springing his, you see what I'm saying?
I don't see what you're saying. What I see that you're saying is that you're pure racist. I am not Hispanic, but I want to tell you, I live 5 miles from Mexico. I live in an area where the Hispanic people are 83%. So the Anglos are a minority where I live.
Well, then you know what I'm talking about.
I know that you're pure racist. Mr. Gonzalez worked so hard to get where he is.
Absolutely.
The people that do what they that get where they get, like he has is done with integrity and character.
I don't disagree
Something that you would not know anything about, obviously. And if you say that you've got friends that are Mexicans, I wonder how they're feeling about the racist attitude.
Wait a minute. They know what I'm saying. Let me just say, you got me all wrong. You got me all wrong. Yeah. Number one, all I'm asking for him to do is make a public statement. I won't try to, I'll resist the temptation to spring some of these monkeys. I don't mean monkey,
really?
But...
Really?
You want this guy...
So let me ask you this. So if you think that all Hispanic people that have no character or integrity...
Oh, I did
and
not...
They'll spring each other because of the barrio. I know what a barrio is. I don't think you know what a barrio is. I know what La Raza is. I live amongst these people.
Uh-huh.
And they're wonderful people. There are bad people that are white face.
You go down there to the barrio, and they'll cut you up.
Really? I don't think that you know what you're talking about, but I do. But I do want to tell you this. You are a racist. You are a pure racist.
I can smile through that because I know you're very emotional. My wife gets that way.
Really?
Don't condescend to this lady because she's a woman.
If you think that people are all, you're just going to clump everyone in the same group everybody. Everybody Hispanic. They have no character. They have no
interest. No, I didn't say that.
Back to the barrio.
Well,
how ridiculous. I don't see a lot of people eating people like Jeffrey Dahmer. He was Anglo. Are you proud of him?
Well, now, hold on. Dahmer was, I think he had some Mexican in him.
What?
What?
No, he did. He either was Filipino.
Take a look at the guy. He wasn't Filipino. He wasn't
You're a pig. You are a racist. Pig.
You know, my wife gets the way you are right now.
Really?
Okay. Look, B, thank you.
I feel very sorry for you.
Jeffrey
Dahmer. Thank you for taking my call.
If you look it up, you'll find Dahmer came from somewhere near where you live.
He came from Ohio. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686.
Look, Mr. Henry, if I could,
you're not hearing people, Mr. Bonafide. I know you have a point of view, but you're not hearing people.
No, I'm... very happy with Attorney General Gonzalez if he will just stand And what we could do is get a priest or some a member of the clergy to administer a solemn oath. I'll resist the temptation to leave the kennel open. You know, that's...
The kennel.
Well, I'm trying to, you know...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Lloyd Bonafide. Attorney General Gonzalez, will he spring his Latin brothers because he's more loyal to the barrio?
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Fair and balanced without the porn. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I have Lloyd Bonafide with me. This guy, Pookie Valdez, was that Hector Valdez?
It was Hector Pookie Valdez, who's a very notorious gang member. And his girlfriend, who we called the Senorita, busted him out. She did it. She held a shotgun on two sheriff deputies. And she got the keys, and she tossed them to Pookie, and he unlocked his cell, and they made it out of town. Why, then we got deputized, and we tracked them up here to Devon Dam, right up here to Canyon, above the, above Coldwater.
Yeah.
And and we had him hemmed in, and then he made the mistake. He made a run for it. We sent a volley of shots his way, and we cut him down like the dog he was.
Are you proud of that? I mean...
No, sir. I'm just trying to tell you that the Senorita sprung him.
That was his girlfriend, dude. I don't know that that had anything to do with so-called barrio. Here is Lisa. Go ahead, Lisa.
You know, I love it when you have people on, like, this person that you have on right now talking about making a generalization based on one... example of
you know,
somebody...
I don't like being talked about.
Can I finish first? I think you've had plenty of time to state your point. What I would like to say to anyone out there listening that's a Latin American background, African American, any ethnic group
other than
this kind of person, a man like this should give you fire in your belly to succeed in life. Go out there and make a difference in this world so idiots like this continue
to
banter
the
way they
woman.
Are because the only reason
listen
you're on this radio station is because you're pissed off because now we have a Latin American person in office somewhere where he can make a difference and where he can make decisions that are going to overpay.
Where's your loyalty to the Caucasoids?
You know what? My loyalty has nothing to do with ethnicity, has nothing to do with color. My loyalty has to do with people that I care about. I walk this life with a sense of conviction, with a sense of scruples, and with a sense of morality. It has nothing to do with the color of my skin. When you
like
say that
say,
about yourself, sir,
well,
you sound very proud about killing
like
another
this.
Person, about taking another person's life.
I would like
right,
to say
regardless
this.
Of the mistakes they've made in their life. That's one example. How about we talk about the many examples of Caucasian people who have made bad choices in their life? Huh?
May I say
How about we talk about
I
the lady down
that,
in Texas who killed five of her children in
that,
cold blood? She murdered them by drowning them in a bathtub.
All right, but
all right,
you'll be, before you know it, you'll be eating tortillas for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Why don't we talk about Green River Killer?
Right, hold on, everybody, hold on. Everybody, hold on. All right, now, you guys are just talking over each other.
Well, she wants to suck up to the Latins. She's white, and she's got a Mexican boyfriend.
You know, sir, I am Latin American. See, you can't even tell. I am Latin American, and I am proud of
Ain't
it.
That white?
I have an MBA. I work in Seattle, Washington, and I'm a very successful person.
Well, I got a BMW.
And you know what? It was people like you growing up, listening to people like you in this nonsense that gave me the fire in my belly to succeed and to make a difference in this world.
You're a hot little senorita, huh?
Other people like me to do the same thing.
Mr. Bonafide, show this lady some courtesy. What's that hot senorita thing mean?
Well, she says she got fired. You know, I come from a different generation. Excuse me for breathing.
A generation
Jesus.
That's going out the door. A generation on their way out.
You know what, Lisa? There's a lot of us
your
in the ground at
over,
Normandy.
Old man.
There's a lot of us in the ground at Normandy who fought for your little Latin ass. Do you belly dance?
What is that supposed to mean?
You You know what? I could talk about many African Americans who has lost their lives.
Is your boyfriend black or something?
Two of my uncles fought in the Vietnam War, okay? Mm-hmm. So there have been multiple races inside the wars that America has experienced to this day. Okay, let's talk about all of the Latin American people who are in the war right now, fighting for your rights, fighting for your freedom.
What did you say?
I said there's probably no more than 100 or 200.
What?
You know, I'm not even going to try to convince you. I'm not going to. My job here is not to try to change your mind.
There's only 200 Mexicans.
It's a message to the people listening out there right now. This man should give you the fire and the initiative and the yearning to want to make something of your life. So that we don't have to continue to listen to nonsense like him.
Well,
it's our generation, not theirs.
Let me make this announcement to the people listening. I hope you like rice and beans, because when she gets done with you, you'll be eating it morning, noon, and night.
It's better than grits and possum.
Grits and possum?
Isn't that what you guys have down there in the south, down in the hillbillies?
I'm not from the
down
south.
In the country?
I'm not from the south, you freaking beaner. I'm from...
Wait a minute.
The beaner said that...
What do you mean, the beaner? Let's knock this off, okay?
She's knocking the south, even though I'm not from there. It still bothers me.
Don't call her a beaner.
You know, it doesn't offend me. I think it's funny because you're just proving my point. You're proving my point that you walk this world with ignorance, with no
walk
voice.
Walk this world? What are you, Gollum or something?
You.
What do you mean? Were you
no
that
one
robot
listens
from
to
the...
what you're saying. And
well, you
just
sure
give
aren't.
Everyone else the ability to want to do more because of things like that, the things that you're saying, the generalizations that you make.
Wait, hold on for a minute.
What's the matter?
There's somebody. War! What are you doing out here? We're doing war drums. Get out of here before I kick your ass. I got a kid outside doing war drums.
All right, Lisa, thank you very much.
You know, Lisa, you sound like some real pistol of a boy. I'd love to have you...
Shut up.
Phil, the thing I want to say is, war's good. Hold on for a minute.
What is that?
Kids outside, what are you doing out here? We're doing war drums. Want to join us, old man? I'll kick your ass around the block for drill. Get off my property, all of you.
Is that RC from last hour doing his war drums?
Anyway, Mr. Henry, as I was saying, there's so... Get your ass off my front lawn! No, old man, we want to go to Iraq and put a towel head on a stick. I'll put you on a stick. War! 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 Ow! Yeah! Try that on for a sec. He's wearing those drums now.
I gotta take a break. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism. The Phil Henry Show is back.
And I can tell you, we cut him down like the dog that he's...
I got it already about Pookie Valdez. What do you mean they deputized you, dude? I mean, how many times are you putting me on with that?
Hey, Mr. Henry, don't talk to me like I'm one of your groovy listeners. You know, I'm a Korean War veteran.
Are you telling me they deputized... Where did they deputize you?
Right here in Los Angeles County. It was back in the early 50s. Jim Colder was the sheriff.
And you guys went riding off up to the canyon there, and you hemmed in Pookie Valdez, huh?
As God is my witness. And then the Senorita pulled up. I'll never forget.
What is it with the Senorita? Was that her nickname or something?
Yeah, she was in all the papers as the Senorita. She is a little Mexican gal, fell in love with Pookie. One of these very ill-fated love stories where, you know, her boyfriend, her lover, is this piece of garbage who's destined only for one thing, and that's to go face down in the sand. And so anyway, as I was saying, make a long story short, he makes a break for it. Me, Gil McMillan, Bob Hutchinson, Roy Stewart, and a little Polish guy who was a member of the L.A. County Sheriff then by the name of Neil Lewinsky. As soon as we saw Pook, bust out from the cave he was in, and he was trying to make a break for the car. Why, we opened up on him like he was a quail.
Jesus.
And we cut him down.
Like the dog that he was.
Yes, sir. That was 1952. I just got back from Korea. And I tell you, it was an interesting year because I bagged me 2 Chinamen and I got me a Mexican.
Okay, you know what? Your whole attitude is just...
I know, racist. You tell that Lisa to call back. She's one hot little tamale.
You're a married man, Lloyd. A married man. Well, that's a frightening, frightening attitude. But anyway, our congratulations to Attorney General, I should say, Gonzalez. Funny how we have, probably more African Americans in the cabinet and Hispanic people in the cabinet. We have Asians in the cabinet. And it's Bush is the president. I don't know why people don't like this president, but I won't get into it. I won't get into it, man. 1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Henry Show. We want to extend our condolences to Mr. Bonafide's wife. And that whole Pookie Valdez story, I think, is a load of you-know-what. I don't believe it for a minute. When's the last time they deputized guys to go out and hunt some dude up? I think that only happens in the movies, man. I'm sure. Let's go on down to the sheriff's station. Maybe they're deputizing guys today. And he deputized 250 guys to go hunt up Hector Pookie Valdez up in the dam area. And as soon as he made a bust for it for his girlfriend's car, they cut him down with a volley of shots. Sounds like something out of High Sierra. All right, the Phil Henry Show website. Is it up yet? Let's take a look, baby. I'm going to go over to it right now. I'm on Fox News right now just to see if there's anything interesting going on in the world, which there ain't. The headline on Drudge Report, Super Bowl to keep clothes on. Whatever, man. Like that Janet Jackson thing was all that hot in the first place. It was like one flash of her fat body. All right, now let me look here. I'm going to go over to philhenryshow.com. And no, it's not. Jones, you liar. Doug Jones, my webmaster. No, he said we may have it up by the end of the show. Let me refresh the page. Well, this weekend for sure, you'll see the new look on our website. Keep sending those pictures. I really dig it when you guys send pictures other than the chicks. We got 2 new chick pictures, actually 3 over the last 24 hours. One from a really beautiful girl. And, you know, when a really beautiful chick sends a picture for our female wall and it says something like, "Hi, my name's Susie. I really love your show." I always think this is some dude that photoshopped my picture into a magazine album or, you know, some, like he took a picture of, he got a cover of Glamour magazine. Some model in a bathing suit and Photoshop. But this looks like a real picture, so we'll put her up. And we got a few others. If you want to get on our wall of female listeners, all you got to do is send us a picture of you holding a picture of me. Don't Photoshop it in. We won't use it. Although there was that one where it was like a really classy thing where... did you see that one? The blonde, and she's got me like standing on the sunset or some crap. I don't know. It's a good picture. You can send it to us at phs@philhenryshow.com. And if you're listening around the world, that's kind of cool, too, to get a picture of you wherever it is that you is. All right, we'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Communist-influenced. One 800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I got a link to, and only I can see it. This is a link to our new website that I'm looking at right now. I think you're going to dig it. There's a splash page. Click on that, and then you can go to a regular page that has all kinds of stuff. It's got clips from the show, and it will have all of the things that are on our regular website, but maybe you'll be able to, I think you'll be able to follow things much, much better, much easier. Our scrapbook photos, all that stuff. And then there is our TV pilot for NBC, Phil at the Gate. Now, that was what it was. I liked our animated pilot, but I gotta find that. I gotta go home and look around for that thing. I got it somewhere on DVD. But there's the Phil at the Gate pilot, and you can look at that and see whether or not it was anything that you'd even want to look at. As it says, as not seen on TV. So you can check that out. So all of this is going to be up. I just heard from Doug that they're going to be hanging around until they get the new website done tonight. So they'll put it up, and then you can take a look at it. But it's going to have a splash page. Click on the splash page, and then you can go to various different places. And, you know, we will continue to expand what we offer on our website, but our archives are newly reorganized. So on, so forth, and whatnot. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Here's an email from Dallas. It said, from somebody named Dallas. And it says, what was the original date that Flaming Jackrabbits was on the air? I'm a backstage pass holder, and I can't seem to find it in my archives. It's got to be in the archives, Dallas, and it originally aired back in the fall of 2003, and it aired, I will tell you, in October. The exact date, I don't know.
July 22nd, 04,
when it originally aired? I thought it was during the fires. Oh, well, there you go. Thank God that Mark looked that up. It was July 22nd, 04. How do you know it was that? Where are you looking? You got a log? Oh. How do you know that's not a replay? Okay. So it was July of 22nd of 2004 when the Flaming Jackrabbit bit was first aired. And I could have sworn it was right during those fires. Anyway. Yeah. Our web address is www.philhenryshow.com. Our email address is phs@philhenryshow.com. If you're a chick and you want to get on our wall of female listeners, send us a picture of yourself holding a picture of me. You know, that would be really cool. Otherwise, your boyfriend will take your picture holding my picture, and you'll go, why am I holding this guy's picture, Johnny? Just do it, baby. And you won't know what the hell it is he's asking you to do it for. We only have 83 women listening to, or I think we're up to 87 women listening to the show. So it ain't like we got a lot of women listening anyway. So you may become the 88th person if you want, the 88th woman to call our show or to be a female listener, whatever the hell it is you want to do. But all the women that listen to this show have their pictures up on our wall of female listeners. We got a couple more tonight. You can do that. If you have a request, email it to phs@philhenryshow.com. We'd be happy to try and get that on. That's our email requests. We'll do another phone request show in another month or so. And by all means, go to our souvenir shop and take a look at our merchandise, because this is quality stuff. It ain't regular radio station crap. It is... really good stuff. We got bowling shirts, we got shot glasses, we got coasters, we got you name it, man. And you know, bathrobes, coolers, gardening kits. It's at our souvenir shop at www.philhenryshow.com. And then, of course, we have our Best of CD. All the money we raise from the sale of our Best of CD goes to My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Let's thank Jay Santos tonight. Or not Jay Santos. I'd like to thank Lloyd Bonafide for being on the show tonight. R.C. Collins. Also would like to thank Charlie the Complainer and Chet, Chef Carl Chedilia. He's a real slob. And just everybody. Thank you. It's Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The epitome of radio.